This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Super Bowl 51, or Super Bowl LI if you're not up on your Roman numerals, is just a couple weeks away. Another epic matchup, another anticipated halftime performance, and another batch of the costliest ads in television history. Something is amiss on that last point. Those high-profile commercial spots are not selling the way they used to. Tim Calkins is clinical professor of marketing at the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University. He wrote about why Super Bowl ads are a tough sell in 2017 for Fortune. And Tim, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
So how far behind are Super Bowl ads this year? And how do you track them?
Well, the network releases information about Super Bowl ad sales, and it's always a little bit hard to figure out precisely how they're tracking. But this year is, you know, different because usually by this point, the network that's hosting the Super Bowl this year, it's Fox, would have said the game is sold out or would have said we're down to just two or three spots left. But that hasn't happened this year. And so even now with the game now just, you know, a couple weeks away, apparently there are still quite a few spots available on the Super Bowl. That's fairly unique from what we've seen over the past several years.
What is your top reason they're not selling as well as they used to?
One is there certainly is the cost issue. And of course, that's always been the case. But more and more, the price of a Super Bowl ad keeps going up. So this year, they're saying now it's somewhere between $5 and $5.5 million for a 30-second spot. But that's just the beginning, because even once you pay for that, you've then got to produce an ad, which could be another $1 million by the time you're done. And then you need a PR campaign and a social media campaign. And the expense is really very high. But the other thing that's different, I think, now is that advertisers are a little worried about all of the attention that comes from going on the Super Bowl. The stakes are high. Now, that helps you, but it can also become a problem if the ad doesn't land properly. And so you can offend people, and you can actually do some damage to your brand if you're not careful.
So you said $5 to $5.5 million for a 30-second spot. Now, that is compared to what?
Well, last year, the comparable figure would be sort of $4.8 to $5 million. And then, you know, if you go back to 2012, so you go back just 5 years, it was you know, in the range of $3.5 million. So in just 5 years, it's gone up, you know, a huge amount.
Big jump. You think they'll come down in price if they don't sell?
Oh, I think there's no question that, you know, right now the network is working very hard to fill up those last spots. And I think they're going to negotiate off that price, you know, quite a lot. You know, so if you're in the market for a Super Bowl ad, it's not a bad time to go try to negotiate for one, because you can probably get a discount. Because the Super Bowl, you know, it's like an airline ticket. Once the game happens, then it's done. And if the network has not filled all of those spots, then it's a challenge.
Well, an airline ticket gets you one place to another in a pretty sure way. But now with social media, when you can actually make a difference, you can have a campaign that goes viral without spending all of that money, why would the cost of a Super Bowl ad be going up?
Well, what's happening is that the media world is changing fairly dramatically for advertisers. And the big thing that's happening is all of the traditional platforms that marketers used to be able to count on. So call that, you know, your network television and, you know, radio and print, and all of these things are fragmenting down. And as a result, marketers are left now relying on social, relying on shares and all of these different platforms. The problem is those are very hard to work with. They can be expensive, but they're also very unpredictable. The Super Bowl is so unique in this way because the Super Bowl still attracts a huge number of people. So on the Super Bowl, you'll have roughly 110 million people watching the game. And that's an extraordinary opportunity in the world these days. And it is more and more unique. That's why some of the advertisers, you know, we'll still see a full collection of advertisers by the time we're done. And they'll still invest the money because there aren't many other ways to reach that many people that quickly.
So costs, risk of damaging your brand, no surprise those would favor into a decision not to buy a Super Bowl ad or to do it. But you also suspect politics is a factor. How so?
You know, politics, I think, certainly plays a role in all of this. And I think it's in two different ways. So one, I think we're seeing marketers think about how do they want to allocate their budgets and do they want to spend right now, given even though there's optimism, but there's also uncertainty in the road ahead. The other place we'll see it, I think, is in the content of Super Bowl ads. One of the things to watch for this year is to what degree does advertisers refer to, reflect, touch at all on any of the divisions, the conflict currently going on in the country. Now, we know that there won't be anything too overtly political, right? So already one advertiser has been rejected because they had a piece of advertising that featured a wall. And, you know, Fox said, boy, we're not going to run that. But, you know, you see the tonality come through in lots of different ways. We don't know what people are going to run on the Super Bowl yet, and it's going to be really interesting to watch how do they navigate that, because it's a difficult time right now for the country.
You study marketing. So do you look at the Super Bowl as an indicator for trends in advertising, or is it a completely different beast operating by a totally different set of rules?
Well, it's all different because there's nothing like the Super Bowl. But I think you can certainly see a lot of trends in the Super Bowl. So on the one hand, you can see, I think, all of the latest approaches to marketing that are out there. And the reason is because everybody brings their best innovations and their best material to the Super Bowl because it's just that important. The other thing is I think you really can see a bit of a reflection of the country when you look at Super Bowl ads. All of these marketers spend an incredible amount of money to understand how people are feeling, to develop ads that will resonate and connect and stand out. And so to some degree, you can really see a reflection of the country and what they decide is going to really work and stand out this year. That's going to make it a really interesting Super Bowl. I mean, the football should be interesting, but the advertising will be particularly interesting to really see what is the country's mood and how do we see that play out in these ads.
Tim Calkins, he's clinical professor of marketing at Northwestern University. Tim, thank you for speaking with us.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.